This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 1071, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 1071 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to hour three of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 1071 and live streaming on your favorite home device. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Monday, February 6, 2023. Coming up, Holly Roberts has a thicker dirt alert.
Grammy filled.
More Grammy filled. Pastry cream and Grammys. That's what this one's filled with.
Yummy.
Plus, I'm just going to make you laugh. This week's SNL was really funny. Right, Holly, do you agree?
Oh, charming.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I missed it, guys. Tell me.
This cast, you know, they were underestimated. This is a transitional year. They lost basically everybody. This was a solid episode. I would even go a step further. It was just damn funny. I'll play you some clips coming up after the dirt alert just to make you laugh. They do a chicken wing commercial that had me on the floor. Yeah, Pedro Pascal was great. It just solid episode. Solid episode. So anyway, but right now, it is our Monday tradition. Am I the asshole?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an asshole.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Okay, this is actually going to be an Alexis and Holly choose your own adventure. I have three I'm looking at. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm just going to give you maybe a key word.
Okay.
And then you two decide which one. Okay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Sounds good, yeah.
Keyword number one. Naked. Naked.
Okay.
Naked. Number two, cats.
Got it.
Number three, fingers. Naked, cats, fingers.
Do you have a strong desire here, Holly?
My intuition, Alexis, went with naked.
Yep, same.
Wow!
Go naked.
Go naked. Nudie.
Okay. Here we go.
On the same page.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means, but you know.
Yep. I know what it means. Pervs. Okay, here we go. Am I the asshat for sleeping naked on top of the covers to teach my roommate's girlfriend a lesson?
Wow. That's a lot to take in there. Okay.
I'm a 21-year-old guy. I live with my childhood best friend, 22, also a guy, and have done so for 2 years. Up until last week, things were perfect. He recently got a new girlfriend, 23 years old. She honestly seems absolutely great, except for one thing. She seemingly has a complete aversion to knocking. She and I have quite a lot in common, and I actually like spending time with her. However, it bugs the living S out of me when she just barges into my room without knocking first. Now, she's never walked in on me doing anything untoward. I'm usually just chilling in my bed or studying. However, on at least 7 separate occasions now, she's done it first thing in the morning to ask if I want coffee. Here's the rub. Ooh. I sleep naked. Every time prior to the last one, I've been under the covers and she hasn't seen anything. I always point out that she could have, and she just giggles and says, oh, I bet I didn't, and leaves. When she stayed over last week, in order to make my point, I intentionally slept naked on top of my covers. Sure enough, she barges in at 7 and begins to ask if I want coffee and sees my penis. She immediately backed out of the room and didn't speak to me for the rest of the day. My mate later pulled me aside and said that I was out of order, accused me of deliberately exposing my genitals, and pointed out that I'd threatened to do it before. I literally just said, okay, I was joking. They're now framing this to others that I'm some sort of sick creepo who intentionally got nakes.
Nakes!
And waited for her to get my rocks off.
Oh.
And I'm kind of seeing how it came off that way, but I don't know. Am I the asshat for doing this?
No, you're not. Your door is closed for privacy reasons. You can't just barge into someone's bedroom like that, especially if it's your roommate's, no, your boyfriend's roommate. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Say through the door, do you want some coffee?
See, I love that his social circle is thinking that he is some like creeper, that he's like a creepo for doing this. I actually think she's the rude one.
Yeah, what is she doing? It'd be different if he just left his door open, but it's closed and he already sleeps naked.
Yeah. Holly, are you, do you agree with Alexis?
Absolutely. She is the asshat. Yeah. Do not barge in somebody's bedroom. Just knock, make coffee, or make it, leave it on the counter, and he can get it if he wants to.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially, this is what I was thinking, too, that it's a really personal time of the day.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? It's very personal. You look a mess. You have dry drool.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're probably nakes.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy. I mean, you'd hope that he would have some open conversation and just say, look, stop doing that. Or have the boyfriend say something for him to have to go to that measure.
Yeah.
But I guess,
okay.
Did it work? I guess just by doing it,
There is
stopped.
No update.
Okay.
There is no update on this one.
Yeah, not the asshat.
Yeah, and the majority of the folks on Reddit, all 47,000 that have participated in this particular thread.
Wow.
The majority says not the butthole. Let's go to Sharon Lee on line one. Hi, Sharon Lee. Welcome to the show.
Hi. He's the asshat for sure. I mean, why do people want to suffer so and do all these games? Why doesn't he, for $20, he can go to Menards and just get a lock for his door. That's done.
Should he have to do that, though?
In his place?
Yes, because he wants privacy. It's just a non-confrontational way, to just get what he wants without all the hassle and games.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I see what you're saying, Sharon Lee, and I'm glad that you actually have another opinion. But just 2 points. A, he shouldn't have to do that. It is his house. Number two, there's an assumed level of privacy that one should have
when your door's closed.
Yeah. And number three, he's tried that 7 times, because I see what you're saying, but.
Yeah, but listen, life is short and you want to have fun and joy. And so do the simple thing. So what, he has to spend $20, charge her. But still, all the other things are, yes, he's right. But you want to suffer and be right? Or do you want to just get on with your life and just put a lock on the door?
I see what you're saying. It's a hill. Is it a hill you want to die on? I get it.
Simple. Just stop suffering.
But you have to admit, Sharon Lee, because I'm thinking of the listeners right now and they're shaking their head at you. You do. Can I get you to say you do think she is rude, right? Right. I mean, you
listen,
do agree with that.
Long ago, I decided that people are nuts. So what do you want to do? Is your job to teach them politeness and follow rules and the social rules? I mean, heck, I'm old. But if I'm tired of this, just
Sharon Lee, you have cracked me up. I love. I've learned long ago people are crazy. You are absolutely right, Sharon Lee.
Why suffer and think that they should be something other than they are? They're acting out of their state of consciousness, and you're not allowed to change their state of consciousness. Just forget it.
Yeah, but she's not paying rent. She's not paying rent at this place.
I've loved this call. I love that you're on the other side of this. Thank you, Sharon Lee. Have a great day.
He's suffering either.
No, I don't think he's just like either, I mean, but she's not paying rent.
Just because of Holly, I was really kind of, I thought you might pick cats. May I read you the cat one too, since we have a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, now I'm scared.
Am I the asshat for naming our kids after my past cats? And not telling my husband.
No.
Yeah, no.
No. No. We're done. I don't even have to read the story.
Oh, no. Continue. I mean
what are these names?
Yes.
That matters.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Growing up, I had about 35 cats throughout the 18 years I lived with my mom.
Wow.
She did foster and rescue work. Three of those cats, three of my kitties were named Samson, Sabrina, and Sunny. I have two sons and a daughter. Their middle names are Samson, Sabrina, and Sunny. When I was pregnant with them, my husband didn't really care about names. He gave his input, but didn't feel strongly about any names, especially middle ones. I suggested those, and he agreed they sounded nice. The bad part, I didn't tell him they were the names of cats. I don't know why. The first two I did just because I thought the name sounded good with their first names, regardless of my cats being named. That by kid number three, I immediately went to my cat's names for inspiration and settled on Sunny. My husband liked it, but again, I didn't tell him that I had just named all three of her kids after cats. Then the other day, I mentioned my cat Samson having a condition. He said, "Samson, oh honey, please tell me that you didn't name our kid after the cat." He said it in a joking way, but I felt the need to come clean and told him that not just one, but all of our kids are named after my past cats. I told him I wouldn't have named the kids that if I didn't genuinely like the names, but yeah, our kids are named after cats. He wasn't really mad, but he kind of seemed super annoyed now and thought it was rather weird. Am I the butthole?
No. But maybe she should have told him beforehand. You know? I mean, those are good names.
Yeah.
Not like she's like, I want to name my kid Churro or...
I'm going to name my kids
Butterscotch.
Fluffy.
Fluffy, right.
Churro.
Churro.
Right, or...
Buttons.
Right. Right. I mean, those aren't bad names.
No. No. No offense to any of you out there named Buttons.
Yeah.
But yes, agreed.
Would you be mad though if you were the husband finding that out later?
That my kids were named after cats?
Yeah.
I might be. Might be a little irritated, but just, like our past caller.
That.
Like our past caller, I don't know if it's a hill I would die on.
Yeah, no, Sharon Lee does make great points. You're right.
Yeah.
I
would be a little I would be eye roll for one evening.
Yeah.
I'd be a little like, really? You couldn't tell me that you named him Buttons and Skippy and...
What was it? Samson and Sunny?
Samson, Sunny.
Yeah, those
and
are cute
there's
names.
There's another S.
Yeah, Samson, Sunny, and something. Yeah, I clicked off it already, but yeah. So so there we go. Am I the asshat?
Because we love those names, right? And there's fond memories of those animals. So it's actually kind of, it's sweet.
Yeah.
But she probably should have told him.
Yeah.
Well, I have a son. We're going to name him Dexter. So, I mean, there we
cute.
Go. Next one. I can't name him Mr. Big. That'll be just that'll be all sorts of therapy bills. Yeah.
Although Dexter is.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I mean, he is a serial killer, but...
True, yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
I mean, either way, those kids have a one-way ticket to therapy land, so it doesn't really matter being my son. Yeah. Hopefully take more after Colin.
What happened to Tater Tot Matheson?
Hey, that's still in the running, man. That's still in the running. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Holly has the Grammy-fied Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. We are your source for everything entertainment, and we're going to deliver on that promise right now with the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Grammys. Yes.
Grammys.
Happening last night in Los Angeles, California, where Harry Styles picked up the big win for Album of the Year for Harry's House.
Yes.
He looked good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. When he performed that fringy aluminum foil thing that he had on. Ooh, it's just moving and dancing. And then that low cut, like overall sparkly rainbow case. You need to wear that.
Girl.
With half your nips hanging out.
Let me.
What a neckline.
Details about that.
Yeah. Give me till spring, Lex, and then I'll get into that. Yeah.
It's February 6th.
Thank you.
It's gonna be a little cold.
Winter layers. I'm still wearing. So let me jog my way out of it.
Tattoo when you get it.
Ooh. Uh huh. I talked about that over the weekend, by the way. Continue. Yes.
Ooh, yes. Details about that outfit. Alexis is talking about Harry Styles wore it on the red carpet, a plunging, colorful Harlequin print jumpsuit by the brand Egon Lab, and apparently created with Swarovski crystals, 250,000.
Wow.
Words are hard to say.
I like Swarovski crystals better, too.
Look, it's Monday.
Yeah.
That's one of those words that just is impossible to say.
It is.
Yeah. Speaking of fashions on the Grammy red carpet, Shania Twain, which that woman has quite the wig collection lately.
Whew, yes.
She does.
Let us give a shout out to that.
She just looks like Lex and Holly, I think you agree. She just looks like she's living her Oprah best life right now. She just looks like she's having a hell of a lot of fun. I don't know. That's just
she
my
does.
Observation
nope,
on her.
She is. She's just living her best life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what she said at a Grammy party last week. She was showing off a blonde wig that she was wearing. And she said, you know what? Literally exactly what you said, Jason.
Oh.
I'm having fun.
Yeah. I don't think she cares when any fashion, because I saw some comments, oh, what's that black and white thing? I'm like, guys, this is fun. This is what the runway, this is what the red carpets used to be like at the Oscars. You know, Bjorn and the swan outfit and Cher. This is why these award shows are fun. You're not supposed, it's, if everyone just wore a gown, okay, no, they're beautiful, but we want some fun.
Yes.
I don't know, that's just me though.
Well, and luckily, the red carpet fashion trend, it seems, over the past couple of years, specifically post-pandemic where people are doing things in person, people are going for that individual style. They're going for the Demi Moore wearing bike shorts at the Oscars in the early 90s look, which is nice because we got into this trend where it was all about old Hollywood glamour and everyone took themselves so seriously. And now we get Shania Twain in a polka dot dimensional bell-bottom pantsuit with a giant hat. Ooh!
Do it. You're Samurai Shania wig. Twain. Yes.
You see how long it went in the back? It's like, ooh, that is so cool. Now, the person who didn't get the memo, who just stepped off the skate park, was Chris Martin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He looked like a little boy at Target in a cart.
With the beanie that doesn't fit. It's like he's wearing daddy's beanie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you know, we're going to be talking about this in a few minutes. But Coldplay was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Well, I can't wait to hear what you guys thought of that.
Oh my gosh. Well, the tease on that. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah.
I fast forwarded, so I'm going to have to depend on you, Holly, on that one. Just to be very honest.
I mean, I get it. You know, watching it a little bit, the review of Coldplay on SNL was, oh, look, it's you too, goes to KinderCare.
Oh, dang.
Just a little bit. But other big winners at the Grammys. Let's go back to who won some awards. Lizzo won for Record of the Year. Surprise for Bonnie Raitt. She won Song of the Year. Hello. And other multiple winners. Beyonce, she broke the record for the most Grammy wins of all time last night. She has 32 Grammy wins. Wow. She earned 4 this year alone. Brandi Carlile won 3.
Yes.
And also the music for the film Encanto won 3 Grammy Awards.
First trans artist to win. Viola Davis become an EGOT. I mean, a lot of history. Like you said, Holly, Beyonce. Lots of history.
So cool. Lizzo also thanked Prince. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, the local angle.
Mm-hmm.
And and Kim Petras was the first trans artist. Oh, by the way, we have to honor Willie Nelson. Best country album.
Yes.
Last night at the Grammy Awards.
Willie.
Yeah, coming up, celebrating his 90th birthday in April with some concerts at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes.
I mean, it is ironic that he is doing it at the Hollywood Bowl. Willie Nelson. You know what I mean? Yeah,
what do you mean? Yes.
You've never seen a show at the Hollywood Bowl. Strongly recommend it. It's fantastic. When we come back, Holly just alluded to it. It was actually a solid, funny episode of SNL. One particular commercial spoof in general will make you laugh when we come back. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hey, it's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. Look, just like us, dogs don't like every flavor, you know? They love Nutrisource, but some flavors, you know, they may like turkey more than they like the trout. I don't blame them. I don't like trout. Anyway, so I accidentally bought the boys a flavor that they don't necessarily love. I don't even remember what it is. Thank goodness for Nutrisource Kombucha. I've been telling you about it. It's one of their newest products. It is a bone broth food topper that you pour over the dog's food. Can I tell you? With the bag that I accidentally bought, Dexter and Big would leave maybe a kibble, maybe 4 kibbles. When I pour the kombucha, girl, they lick the bowl. I'm even tempted to lick the bowl because I'm like, what's that party down there? Anyway, find kombucha where you find Nutrisource, and find Nutrisource at an independent retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com. Make the switch today.
Bradley here with my friend.
This is Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk. Live streaming on our app. Live streaming on your favorite home device that I will not say the name of because it'll activate it. And later on podcast form, we're everywhere, girl. We're like Ivy and herpes everywhere.
Yeah.
And ointments don't work on us either. We'll just keep coming back.
Parasite.
This season of SNL, you know, when it started, got a lot of headlines because this is what they call a transitional year. And this has happened maybe 10 times in its 40-year history. Almost 50 years now, where basically a giant chunk of the cast leaves and a new crop has to kind of fill in. And those first couple years are always rough because the cast has to gel. Favorite characters have to be chosen by the audience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And this season kind of started off rough. But my goodness, the last few, there have been more than a couple bits that I have laughed out loud, quite literally an LOL, where I thought, oh, okay, these new people are, okay, she's really good or he's really good. And you know what I mean? I'm getting some favorites. So I picked a couple highlights just to make you laugh. And this first one was the cold open, very topical. I mean, hell, they turned this script over quickly because it was about the spy balloon. The Chinese balloon that was shot down.
Mm-hmm.
This was their cold open, and it's an MSNBC report where the anchor, Chloe Fineman, played Katie Turr, got an exclusive interview with the shot down Chinese spy balloon played by Bowen Yang.
Oh my gosh.
And here's a little bit of that exchange.
Now, I you doing flying over Montana?
I love the show Yellowstone, so it was just there. It's like Succession, but outside. Now I'm all wet, so what a day.
Well, I'm actually surprised you're still floating. Experts were saying you're the size of 3 buses.
Okay, ouch. I'm a balloon, so that's my body. How would you like it if someone measured your width in buses? I'm sorry I'm not camera ready. And, oh, great, who's this? No. Stop, get away. Go.
A bird.
I hate the ocean. I'm really more of an air guy.
Look, I'm sorry, but people were worried they were being spied on.
By me? A balloon? Everyone's being surveilled constantly, but it's always shoot the balloon and never unplug Alexa.
That was Bo and Yang in the cold open. This next one is a skit, a filmed pre-film skit. I always love those. And it's a commercial spoof for a chicken wing place getting ready for Super Bowl Sunday.
Uh-oh.
And it's a little long, but you got to hear the payoff is at the very end. So this is for the wing pit because, you know, we love our chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, billions.
The big game is right around the corner, and Wing Pit has your party covered. Wings are here!
Yes!
We've got game day specials that will keep the whole party happy, like our touchdown tray.
2 dozen wings and 2 sauces delivered piping hot to your door in time for kickoff for only $24.99.
Now that's something we can both agree on.
Or call an audible and try Wing Pit Super Bowl Supreme Platter.
4 dozen juicy buffalo wings for only $39.99.
Oh, now we're talking.
And if your party's really raging, go for 2 with Wing Pit's Tailgate Feast.
20 dozen wings, 5 ethnically troubling sauces like Asian Zing and Jamaican Spicy, plus a gallon of ranch for just $89.99.
Awesome, thank you. We're probably good on wings, though.
But you could be great on wings with Wing Pit's new tray of tiers.
600 of our succulent wings, plus 15 butt-destroying sauces, and a kitty pool of ranch for only $235.99.
There's only like 15 people here. We don't need all that.
But you want it, just like you want Wing Pit's hard slurry chicken smoothie. It's wing-liquified wings mixed with 80-proof grain alcohol. Must be over 12 to order.
Over 12?
And if you're thirsty for more, try Wing Pit's new chicken carnage platter.
3,000 tangy wings packed in a black contractor bag thrown straight through your window in time for kickoff.
Hey, if you don't stop, I'm calling the police.
Well, good luck, because we own the police. Wing Pit donates millions to police charities so we can operate with total impunity.
And that lets us serve you the Chick Noble.
5,000 wings, 10,000 beers, a full pallet of hot sauce, airdrop ranch, and 2 of the sickest, saddest celery sticks you've ever seen.
Airdropped ranch. Now this next one is, I'm playing it, it is slightly visual. This is just a tease for you. I would encourage you to go on the SNL YouTube page to watch this one. This is the one that had me laughing the most because I know Lauren Michael hates it, but I love when the cast breaks and they start laughing. Lauren Michaels historically hates it, but it, please, it's my favorite moments from like Carol Burnett is when they would break. So Pedro Pascal is the host and he loses it. And then Bowen Yang loses it. So, there's a birthday dinner and, this woman brings her sister to this dinner and Pedro Pascal is sitting next to the sister. And, the sister has just ordered an extra, extra, extra well-done steak. And, well, she starts trying to cut into this tough meat, and the entire table starts shaking, like, I think accidentally. I think the prop, I mean, it's, I don't think it's supposed to shake. So she leans into that and just starts aggressively cutting, to which Pedro Pascal starts laughing, and then Bowen starts laughing, so take a listen to Lisa from Temecula.
Wow, that's really amazing of you. I really admire that.
Sis, what is going on with your little friend? He is really doing the most trying to get some butt tonight.
Excuse me?
Oh, my God. Nothing, Paul. Girl, could you not start with that?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to just sit here and eat my steak in peace.
Well, anyway, I didn't tell you guys, but a few nights back, this dog followed me home.
That's a terrible thing up.
When I opened the door, he just sprinted inside.
No, so now I'm running. That man ain't give me no ketchup.
My house trying to catch him.
Since you got ketchup over there?
Girl, just eat. Can you just eat
without ketchup? You think it's gonna be nasty without ketchup?
So, anyway, I guess I had two bones in my basement.
That's so crazy. What are the odds?
Sis, I'm out. You a piece of this steak. This steak is busting.
Oh my God. Can you just
She is now getting up on top of the table to cut the steak and just leans into it. Again, it's more visual, but y'all have to see this. It's just one of those great skits that probably went left when it was supposed to go right. And yeah.
Pedro Pascal broke out laughing in another skit too.
Did he?
Yes. There was a skit where he was in a hospital bed and he was, but I just found Pedro Pascal to be incredibly charming.
Me too.
Doing comedy.
He is such a daddy, isn't he?
I have a crush on him now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I want to be his baby.
Grogu.
Oh, my goodness.
So he broke twice. Oh, he's so fun. I know you're right. Lauren doesn't like it, but as viewers, we love it because it just adds to it. And then they really rely on those cue cards more than ever. They're like trying to read.
Oh, Bowen Yang, just he gives up right after when I stopped it. A manager comes over and he goes, "Is there a problem?" And she goes, "Are you asking because we're black?" And Bowen loses it. Like the moment she says it, Bowen just drops his fork. He's like, "I'm done. Like, I can't. I give up." Anyway, it's available right now on SNL's YouTube page. That one is called Tina from Temecula. So
Lisa
from Temecula.
I just put a link up on our show page too, mytalk1071.com.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Some hot housing news. The hottest city in the Twin Cities metro area for home buyers last year was one of the most inconspicuous. It was Lake Elmo. Homeowners seek space. Lake Elmo soars. So if you are in that boat, you're thinking, I need more space, or maybe it's time to refinance, or you want to be a homeowner for the first time and Lake Elmo is your jam. Well, really anywhere in Minnesota. Of course, First Equity can help you with your mortgage. So all you need to do is give them a call, 763-251-8000. What's so great about working with a local lender is that they will take the time to get to know you and make sure that it is the right time. Maybe you have some credit issues that might just take a few months to correct, but don't worry. They've got you. They know you'll be back. And what's so great is that they're not going anywhere. A lot of companies getting out of the mortgage game because of gimmicks. You don't get that with First Equity. They give you the best deal the first time. Use my talk keyword. Say it with me. David!
Hi, this is Ellen.
And now, a safety tip from Veronica Poonash.
But I'm not going to the ocean because that's the shark's house. Okay? The shark has the right to eat you up when you're in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate.
This has been a safety tip from Veronica Poonash.
That's right. The ocean is the shark's house, y'all.
Yep.
So get ready for the spring and summer months. I'm being optimistic, but yeah.
I still visit their house. I love it.
I know you do. I have an update on that. I played that for a reason. I was targeteering yesterday. And Target, their outdoor section is in high gear, girl.
Mm-hmm.
High gear. They have their pots coming out. They have their the lamps, little tiki torches.
Yep.
They got all of that out, and it's
Spring
February 6th.
There. That's for sure.
And it's going to be like, what, 70 degrees this week? What is it going to be?
Is it?
No, it's going to be.
No.
Okay.
Like, almost 40.
Wow.
Shorts almost and 40? Croc guy is going to be out.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you see a short and croc guy, you just send us a picture.
Yep. Yes. Or if you're the short and croc guy, please.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh. Seriously. Yes. I'm ready for this because last week was just brutal, girl.
Oh, you know,
just
it was
brutal.
A rough one.
It was a rough road, Mariah Carey. A rough road.
Hit a wall by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaking my fist at the air.
Yeah.
Stop burning me.
Seriously. But no, this is it's going to be nice though. It's going to be nice.
And okay, hey, I mean, great.
You know, I'm just looking. I'm being optimistic, and then.
It's
you know,
sunny already. That's nice.
It is. It's sunny. I'm in a windowless room. Wow, I'm in a literally gorgeous. Like a. I'm in a cage. Yeah.
Sunny. Little snow. Little precipitation this afternoon.
Okay.
But then we're free and easy. You know what's really satisfying, is breaking up the ice that's on the sidewalks, with your shoe.
Yes.
And getting those chunks. It's like taking the lint out of the dryer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have a big ice penis too. It's always fun to kick that down.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have a Scooby?
Yeah.
Tell us more about your ice
penis. Oh my gosh,
penis.
It's growing under the deck. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I don't understand this, Alexia.
Yes, yeah.
It's the dripping from, I don't know if it's a dryer or if it's from our furnace that just, it's been, it just freezes up as it, drips down.
Okay. Lex, can I ask you a
favor? I'll
take
a picture. I'm going to show you guys this.
Oh, Lex, can you?
It's
again,
huge.
Okay. Lex, again, as I've said about 500 times,
yeah.
Your name's on the lease, too. This is your show, too. And we have a joint mortgage. But can you not use the word drip in conjunction with the other words in that story, if you could? Thank you very much. Family program, Lex. Family program.
What would you like me to use instead of that?
Any other word.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Holly, are you with me on that one? Just ask.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
We just got a text from Cindy, who listens to our show.
Does she have one, too?
Nope. She says, I'm sorry. I'm in my office. Did Alexis just say ice penis?
Yep.
Yeah, she sure did, didn't she, Holly?
She sure did.
Wow.
Yeah, rolled right off her tongue.
Well, now you have to show us, Alexis.
Absolutely. I'm taking that picture when I get home. You'll see.
And I shouldn't but have put those two sentences together either, but that's fine.
I'm just, you know, agreeing with Holly, the satisfaction of kicking down ice. It feels so great.
Mm-mm.
Especially a big one like that.
Not going to touch it. Not going to do it. I'm going to do my George H.W. Not going to do it. Not going to touch that.
Shoot, I almost got you again.
No. Well, the late, great Dave Moore, WCCO anchor legend, he did a story that turned out to be a legend of his career, where he did a photo essay of the joy of kicking the ice that collect the snow that collects by your tire, between your tire and your car. The joy of kicking that off.
Oh.
And I remember, because that's where I started, I remember when he had sadly passed, I had just gotten there, and when we did the obit and, you know, a retrospective, that story people requested, because he called him something. There's a name for that snow that collects between your tire and your front door, and I can't, anyway, but oh God, it feels good to kick those down, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's a little sexual.
Yeah, because it's just so satisfying, isn't it?
Yes.
Maybe not sexual. Maybe like a good meal. Maybe like a good trip to Panda Express.
Ooh, yeah, satiated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you call, now I'm curious, what do you call that snow and ice?
The behind your wheel?
Yeah. Snow and ice.
I don't know if there is
what
a.
What do you Google?
I don't know if there's an official name for it. I just know, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a car booger or something. I don't
know. Ooh, snow goblins. That's what I'm getting from a quick Google Rooski here.
Snow goblins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's not as sexy. Yet.
Yeah. You know, I guess I don't know if I can say this on the radio.
Oh, go ahead.
Please.
Well, it's just, you know, because I did do the Google of, like, what's the bulge under my... And I was like, yeah, it's kind of like the undercarriage, you know, the little bulge under your mmm.
Well, mine's my ice penis.
Look, the mailbag is hot and ready, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Other people have Alex. Ice penises, too.
Oh, I'm not alone.
You are not alone.
Others have ice penises, too.
Oh, look, now the phones are blowing up, and I got to take all these calls probably about people sharing their ice penises with me.
Well... That's our show.
Full of phones!
Yeah. My gosh! People are excited!
Above? Well, I often am.
Yeah. Snow boogers. We're getting lots of emails about that.
A lot of people are calling them that.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people. So, yeah. I just know there's a joy in that.
Tiffany calls hers her huge penis iceberg.
Yeah, I always think of like a popsicle.
Yeah.
A little popsicle. Do we have anybody?
No one's sharing their icicle. What do we call it?
Boogers?
Penis like, on your house.
Ice penis. Yeah.
Your ice penis.
Yeah.
No, snow boogers over the car.
Everybody, if you have if you have one of those in your house, take a picture and tweet Alexis.
Oh my God, please.
Send all of your IPs, your IPs, we'll call them for short.
Can you get the ruler out, too?
Yeah.
You need to have a measuring contest.
Oh, who's got the biggest one? And we need girth.
Yeah.
We need two measurements.
That's right. We'll crown the winner tomorrow. That's going to do it for us.
Wrap some tape around it.
That's right. That's going to do it for us. If you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself. Right, Lex?
Oh, you be you.
That's right.
Always, Lex. Everybody. Yeah, uh-huh. That's right, Jace.
The show over yet?
It is. It's really close. 8 seconds. Have a fab day. Dr. Steve Experience next. We love you. Bye.